Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I always say to you, I hope it's good food. I hope it's not just a tiny snack, although that helps too. But I really want you to know the power of God's living word. These are not just words on a piece of paper. God's word is living, it's active. And it goes into our minds and our hearts, and it can change our lives. Please, brothers and sisters, whatever difficulty you're going through, whatever sin, whatever the problem might be, turn to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, please help me. Please walk with me. Please teach me. And keep saying that every day, and you'll be surprised, I think, if somebody comes up to you and says something that helps you immensely, or you read something that helps you, or a friend says something to you. Please, brothers and sisters, God hears every word you pray. So we look now at the opening prayer. Be my protector, O God, a mighty stronghold to save me, for you are my rock, my stronghold. Lead me, guide me, for the sake of your name. And now we take a look at the first reading for today from St. James. We don't hear that very often, but St. James wrote some letters. And this is chapter 1 of his letters, verses 12 to 18. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation. We've all been tempted by things, all of us, including me. We've all been tempted. What do? Give in or say, well, I tried to ask God, but nothing happened right away. So no, you keep turning to God. Just keep asking him, help me. Help me. I know this desire is not a good one. Help me. Help me to change. You want to rob something? You want to hurt somebody because they've been bad to you? That's not what Jesus would do. And God wants to give you grace in those moments to see what is the best thing you do. Perhaps it's just to walk away. Perhaps it's to write a letter to someone. Because you don't want division. We want to be together in this life, in this world. I'm hoping now see all of you in heaven. I hope you have a banner up there saying food for the journey. No, I'm teasing. But I really do want to see all of you in heaven with me. So blessed is he who perseveres in temptation. Don't give in to it. For when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. No one experiencing temptation should say, I am being tempted by God. For God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin, and when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Think of that, brothers and sisters, mortal sin that is unforgiven, that you've never taken to confession. If you have a mortal sin on your soul, please take it to confession, and God will free you from that burden. Put your trust in God. Not in your next-door neighbor. You can trust them for things, but not the way you can trust God. You can trust God for everything in your life, for he loves you. Do not be deceived, the reading continues. My beloved brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Think of that. Think of that, that we could be a sign of goodness, sign of something in a sense that tastes good. We want to be a sign of the presence of God in our midst because he's with us. Do you let him have the reins every once in a while or more than that all the time? Do you say, Lord, here's my day. I put it in your hands. Will you please help me with whatever it is that you need? Pray that often through the day and see what happens. Psalm 94 tells us, bless the man you instruct, O Lord. Bless the man whom you instruct, O Lord, whom by your law you teach, giving him rest from evil days. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance. But judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. When I say, my foot is slipping, your mercy, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul. Think of that. When you're in difficulty, when you're in trial, do you turn to the Lord right away? I've tried to do that. Sometimes I miss, but I always tried, Lord, tell me what to say, tell me what to do. The Alleluia verse here tells us, whoever loves me will keep my word, but you can't keep the word if you don't know the word. And I've said to you before, and I'm going to say it again, please give God 15 minutes every day. This is not like any other word you read. I'd like to say give God an hour a day, but many of you can't do that right in your schedule right now. But do what you can. Turn to the Lord. Love God's word. Every time I pick up the Bible, I kiss it because that word is living. The Bible isn't just any book. The Bible is God's word, and you can learn so much from it. So now we take a look at Mark chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. We all forget things, don't we? And Jesus enjoined them, watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. Jesus is speaking on another level to them. And when he became aware of this, he said to them, why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up? And they answered him, 12. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? And they answered him, 7. And he said to them, do you still not understand? God has come to us. He never would have drawn all of us into heaven by ourselves because we would say, oh, that's just some idea or something. But Christ came for us and died for us and is risen again for us. Brothers and sisters, please, please, if you've been away from church, if you're not going to any church at all right now, please take a look at coming back. Please, because God wants to help you. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to love you. And we take a look now, just a little part of something that Carol Houselander wrote. She was from Great Britain, and she said, this is just in part, on the night before he died, Christ took bread into his hands, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body." The Blessed Sacrament is Christ, the whole Christ. He was giving us himself. In so many other things, he laid the stress on the invisible, the immaterial. His kingdom, he said, is not of this earth. His peace is not of this world. Yet in giving himself to the world, he deliberately chose to emphasize the body. Why? The body is for us the means by which we can give ourselves wholly. Wholly, wholly, completely. We say, "Go, my thoughts are with you," or "My soul goes with you." And we know that though something of ourself is with the traveler, essentially we remain separate from him. We can give someone devoted care, unfailing kindness, and all our worldly possessions, but still we have kept ourselves. But when we give our body willingly to another, as a means of deliberate self-donation, then our union with the other is complete. We surrender our intimacy, the secret of ourselves, with the giving of our body, and we cannot give it without our will, our thoughts, our minds, and our souls. Christ surrendered the secret of himself to each one of us when he gave us his body. In Holy Communion, this surrender of the secret of himself goes on. Brothers and sisters, do you understand? I don't know if any of us do, but do you understand what God did for us? We take it for granted in our day and age, if we even think of it. God gave his own life to save us. What would you do if the person next to you gave his life or her life to save you? What would you do? Would you say, "Oh, thanks very much," and walk away? No. You would be so grateful for that person. They'd become sometimes your best friend. Brothers and sisters, please don't say, "Oh, someday I'll think about it." Take some time this week and think about it. Have I really given myself to God? Well, I was baptized. Well, I was confirmed. Well, I had my first communion. Did you give your life to Jesus? Please, brothers and sisters, please really meditate on this and ask, how much have you held back from God? "Well, I don't want to talk to God about this or that." You just say, "Lord," start out by just saying, "Lord, bless this person," or "bless that person," or "help this person," or whatever. But then comes the time when you can just sit and talk to Jesus about this relationship or that one. If everything is going fine, then pray for others. But brothers and sisters, God loves you. Let us return it. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.